A sign on the front fence reads, "Buyers of White Oak Logs." The wood for bourbon barrels must be oak because it's pure, without the sticky sap like pine, and it adds to the taste and aroma of aging whiskey. At Speyside Stave Mill in Millboro, there seem to be acres and acres of logs ready for the sawing to begin in the spring. Jim McCoy, mill manager, said that supply might last about 6 weeks once milling is underway. I asked him to tell us a little about how the process will work.
This is Jim McCoy, Speyside Bourbon Stave Mill in Millboro, Virginia. We're in the process of building a stave mill. The staves are the sides of the barrels, and the headers are what we make for the ends of the barrels. We'll be sawing about 125,000 feet a week, which will calculate into about 125,000 barrels a year we'll be able to produce from the product that we saw here.
There are four positions currently being advertised for staff who will learn operations and maintenance of equipment as it is being installed. There is also an office administrator position open. How many jobs will eventually be available here?
We'll have a total of somewhere between probably 30 to 33 employees for one shift, and that includes myself.
What will be the equipment used at Speyside?
Of course, the equipment that we'll be using out on the log yard are loaders and knuckle booms. Inside the mill, we'll have roughly six band saws, one fairly large circular saw, if you will. It's not super big compared to normal sawmills, but about a 58-inch blade. And then we'll have nine-edger saws, which are just kind of heavy-duty table saws that'll have roughly 12-inch blades on them. So we have an operator at each one of those locations, and then we'll have some stackers. You know, a stave is not a big piece of wood. Pretty much the longest piece of wood will be 37 inches long and about 6 inches wide.
And then where will the staves be shipped to from here?
We will produce the staves here where they'll actually stay on our site for once they're sawed, from 30 to 60 days, and then we'll load them on a flatbed truck, and they'll be hauled to Jackson, Ohio, where our barrel cooperage is, and then that's where they'll be. Actually, they'll run through an edger there, you know, shaped to be built into a bourbon barrel.
The current positions are for supervisor and maintenance technicians. As the time to begin milling gets closer, possibly early May, more information about other positions will be available. If you are interested in applying for employment at Speyside Stave Mill in Millboro, Jim McCoy's email is jmccoy@speysidebci.com. And the office number is 540-712-0789. For ongoing coverage of this eagerly awaited economic development opportunity in Bath County, stay tuned to Allegheny Mountain Radio. For AMR, I'm Amanda McGuire.